You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, I was talking to this particular lady. I'm going to some surgery situation. They had to call you ahead of time. And they talk about your little checklist and all different things like this. And I was listening to her voice. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, do you have the ability to heal broken hearts? And she said, no, we don't. And I said, wouldn't that be nice? Because you can go in and you can get a lung fix, you can get a leg fix, you can get these different things fixed, but here you are with a broken heart and you can't fix it. And she says, yeah, I know. And then she began to share her heart. And she said, my son just died. And I said, oh, my, what happened? And she said, you know, he was in his late 30s, early 40s. And his whole life he had suffered with physical things in his body. He was underweight. He had gout in his feet. He had to stand for work. His heart was smaller when he was born, so he struggled with his heart. And so he was constantly going through things. And she just drove him to the hospital, you know, like that week. And he was going to pass, and they're talking. And she said, he said to her, she's like, I don't know why all this is happening to you all the time. Your life has been like this. He says, you know, Mom, he says, you can learn something. It's almost like God's teaching. You can learn something when you're suffering. 2 days later, he would be in his bed that night, and he wouldn't wake up. He would have a heart attack in his sleep. But she and I just melted together. Wow. You know, and of broken hearts over the phone. She says, listen, when you get here, you know, when your appointment comes up, she says, call me up, I want to talk to you. She had all these patients that are there normally, and so I walk I'm at the counter and she comes out, and we're just connecting, and everybody just disappeared, and God is with us. Mm-hmm. And it was just brokenness and the glory of God. And we knew God, we knew each other, and it was the most beautiful thing. And we've been connected ever since. But Russ, that's where I want to live. I want to live in that place. Does that make sense? Because that's where church. He moves. That's where he heals. But then we have to go through those times and seasons of brokenness.
Yes.
And embrace it. And don't run from it. But begin to know him in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It seems like it happens at a season, at a breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go through things of a broken heart.
Right.
Whether it's relational, whether it's health, whatever the trial or tribulation is, right when you're at the point of promotion, when you're at the point of breakthrough,
right,
something begins to come apart,
yeah,
and the enemy begins to do what the enemy always does,
right,
at that point, mm-hmm, when God is trying to launch you into a new place, new position.
Yeah.
And it's easy to see somebody walking down the aisle with a cast on and two crutches,
right,
but when their heart is broken.
Yeah.
And it's in that place God is about our heart. This body is gone.
Yes, it is.
In a moment of time,
yeah,
in a twinkle of an eye, mm-hmm, and then when our, you know, we're spirit leave our body, we're going to come face to face with the Lord.
Right.
This is just a temporary. This ain't Brother Russ.
Thank you,
Brother Russ is in here, but this ain't Brother Russ. I got a glorified body. Yeah,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But it's all in those moments,
right,
that things happen to us. That's the journey.
Yeah.
It's all about the journey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the destination is wonderful and destiny is awesome. And
right,
I love all the revelation of destiny, and I want to fulfill my destiny. Mm-hmm. But there's so much about the journey.
Yeah.
And I want to glean from it in every season and learn and grow and change.
Right.
You know, God's changing things all over the earth right now. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing to me is God changed me.
Yeah.
He said to me about 3 years ago, he said, I don't want you just to, it's not enough just to embrace change,
uh-huh,
or to tolerate change. He said, in order for you to fulfill your destiny, you're going to have to fall in love with change.
We're like, that's so true.
Like 70 years old, it's a little bit harder to change. And I'm saying, God,
you do good, yeah.
I am falling in love again with change right now.
It's beautiful.
I'm falling in love with change. He's changing me every day. And I want to be open to that change. I want to be a different man than next year than I am this year. Yeah. I want to continue that work of transformation in my life.
I can see transformation in your life. I can see it. I mean, things have just shifted.
Yes.
But suffering went through a time of it didn't just come.
Yeah.
It's a journey. I know that Paula Wright just wrote a book. She's just out about her own true brokenness story. And she said it's so powerful because she's about faith. And she said, you know, for so long, I just said, you know, you can change things by faith. You can change things by faith. And she realized through her journey is faith is not about changing things, but it's about getting you through things.
Mm.
Keeping your confidence and faith in God that he's with you in the journey.
Yes.
You know, the faith.
He is really with us.
I thought that was very powerful, you know, because if you start thinking faith changes things, then you're not realizing God is the one that's changing things through your faith.
Yes.
But that having that, because he's with you, he's just with you. If you just read biblically, you could find out that the journeys that took place. And it could be because the fact in our human nature, we're prideful, you know, he don't want to lose us, you know. And you read about the final quest with Rick Joyner's book, the vision that he'd had of what the, you know, very mighty men of God came down with, just like two demons of pride could take them down. And it's like, that's one thing. I think that's one reason why we need each other. Because if you have each other and you have that relationship, then your brother can see things and your spiritual father can see things. And that, you know, but you got to have that love first, love relationship.
And, you know, pride in all of us is an ongoing battle.
Yeah.
You know, there's a healthy pride in the things that you do. And there's a healthy ego that needs to be inside of each one of us, or else it would be impossible to motivate.
Mm-hmm.
But everything has to be in that proper balance and the right way. And we all fight pride. Mm-hmm. We all fight ambition at one time or another. Self is the battle.
Yeah.
You know, the battle is raging all over the place, but the battle is raging here, and the battle is raging here. In fact, in our minds right now, more than anywhere else, I mean, the great battle came at the place of the skull, and the enemy still wants to do battle with us here.
Right.
In that place, in our mind, whether it's the sin that tries to chase every man down.
Right, right.
And I'll tell you what, the sexual sin is all around us, and we're only ever one step away.
Right.
And we see people today fall away from the faith and fall to sexual sin, fall to financial iniquity. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a season of the great falling away in every way that we can see, the great apostasy. They're not just falling away from church, they're falling away from God.
Right.
They're trying to remove God from society. We're in the season of great apostasy. It's one of the end time signs. Mm. This is going to come right before the great harvest that's coming.
Right.
It's all part of the whole program. There's a sifting and a seeding that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And God is going to turn this all somehow into good.
Right.
And he loves his church, and we're in a purifying process right now. And we need to be able to address issues in church and in the sanctuary, the legitimate things that people are going through.
Right.
And we're going to have to deal with things outwardly and openly, like, you know, like sex and homosexuality and same-sex marriage and abortion. We're going to have to talk openly about these things. And if they don't learn it there, and if the young people now, if the next thing you know, we're blushing, guess what? God hears all this stuff. He ain't blushing. Right. He just ain't happy.
Right.
We can't blush. We've got to deal with the issues head on and face on.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got to face these things down and deal with them today in a righteous way.
Right.
We need to bring them to the cross, and we need to deal with them in a radical and logical way so that our young people know that we're real. There's a generation that's looking, that's hungry, that's hunting, but they're looking for the authentic. They're looking for the real. And, I mean, you know, they love the stories about Azusa Street in Brownsville in Toronto, and they're all great, and so do I, but there's a generation that's saying, how about us?
Yeah.
What's God going to do us? Well, what's God going to do now? You know what? I'm looking for the next thing right now myself, or what God's doing.
Right.
They were all wonderful experiences and great stories and the great experience that I had.
Right.
But you know what? The best is yet to come.
Something new is coming.
And something brand new.
Something totally. So I feel like, you know, that the crisis the wealth transfer and the harvest are simultaneous. Everything God's showing me, all that's going to happen at the same time. So if you focus on the crisis, you're going to miss the glory. If you just focus on the glory, you're going to miss the harvest. It's like all of it's going to happen simultaneously, because that presence of the glory brings, you know, a purging, but also brings in a desire to give, but also the giving is for the harvest that's yet to come.
I had a little something on my heart. I know that you're open to the prophetic, and that you are prophetic and you are apostolic, but there's something on my heart. There are some people out there right now that God is touching your heart, and some of you have been hearing things about business and about finances, about kingdom wealth, and God is calling you right now into business. He's calling you to take that step, that bold step of faith. Yeah. There's some other ones that he's calling you out of business, that you're in the midst of great change and transition, and you're going to have to consecrate yourself in this moment and take a leap of faith. There are some of you that are being called out, and some are being called into business, some are being called out of business. This is a moment. If that's you right now, just grab a hold of it. Just put your hand on your heart and tell God that yes and yes again. Yes, I'm ready. Send me. I'll go. I'll do. In this changing season, God's going to meet you right where you're at. Yeah. There's also a man you have a relationship that has gone bad, and the relationship has gotten worse. The relationship is with another man. It has to do with like your uncle, and this relationship has gotten worse and worse, and you don't know how to repair it. And the Lord says, now rest in me. I'm working on his heart. I'm going to restore it. Mm-hmm. There's a woman right now, you lost a child, and you in the process of that, you've lost your will to live. And right now, life is coming to you.
Yes.
New life.
New life.
New understanding, healing to your heart.
Yes,
right now, he's healing that hole, that broken place, that hopelessness in your heart that was trying to make you want to give up.
Yes, Lord.
Now's the time that life is coming your way, new life and a new start and a new heart, says the Lord.
Awesome. That's totally awesome. Feel free. I feel free as the Lord leads you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.